يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O mankind, serve your Lord who has created you as well as those before you. Do so that you are saved.
O mankind, even though the message of the Quran is addressed to all, benefiting from it depends on one's willingness and on God's succor in relation to that willingness. This is why the Quran first explained which kind of people can and which kind of people cannot benefit from the Quran. As this has been explained in the foregoing verses, the quintessence of the message to which the Quran invites all mankind is now put forth.
Serve your Lord, who has created you, as well as those before you. Do so that you are saved.
So that you are saved from false beliefs and unrighteous conduct in this life and from the punishment of God in the next.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ
It is He who has made the earth a resting place for you, and the sky a canopy, and sent down water from above, wherewith He brought forth fruits for your sustenance. Do not, then, set up rivals to Allah when you know the truth.
Do not, then, set up rivals to Allah when you know the truth.
That is, when man recognizes that all those things were done by none but God, then worship, devotion, and service must be exclusively for Him. For who besides the Creator can legitimately claim these things from man? Not to set up others as rivals to Allah means not to make anyone other than God the object of worship, service, and obedience that one owes to God alone. Later on, we shall see in some detail how the Quran itself specifies the forms of worship and service which we owe exclusively to God, and wherein associating anyone else amounts to shirk, associating others with God in His divinity. This the Quran seeks to eradicate.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
If you are in any doubt whether it is we who have revealed this book to our servant, then produce just a surah like it, and call all your supporters, and seek in it the support of all others save Allah. Accomplish this if you are truthful.
Accomplish this if you are truthful.
Before this, in Mecca, opponents had often been challenged to produce anything of comparable merit if they believed the Quran to be the work of a human being. In Medina, the same challenge was reiterated. For similar challenges made elsewhere in the Quran, see 10:38, 11:13, 17:88, and 52:33-4.
فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ
But if you fail to do this, and you will most certainly fail, then have fear of the fire, whose fuel is men and stones, and which has been prepared for those who deny the truth.
Then have fear of the fire, whose fuel is men and stones.
This suggests in a subtle manner that in the next life, not only will the unbelievers become the fuel of hellfire, but that the same fate will befall the idol stones they worshipped and before which they had prostrated themselves. They will then know for sure how far their idols had any share in Godhead.
وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
O Prophet, announce glad tidings to those who believe in this book and do righteous deeds in accordance with its teachings, that for them are gardens beneath which rivers flow. Their fruits will have such resemblance to those of the earth that whenever they will be provided with those fruits, they will say, "It was this which was granted to us on earth before." For them there shall be pure spouses, and there they shall abide forever.
It was this which was granted to us on earth before.
The fruits of paradise will not be so exotic in appearance as to be unfamiliar to people. They will resemble the fruits to which human beings are accustomed in this world, though infinitely excelling them in delicacy of taste. In appearance, they may resemble, say, mangoes, pomegranates, and oranges, and the people of paradise will be able to identify them as such. In taste, however, there will be no comparison between the terrestrial and heavenly fruits.
For them, there shall be pure spouses.
The Quranic text has the Arabic word azwaj, which means spouses or couples, and embraces both husband and wife. The husband is the zawj of his wife, and vice versa. In the next world, however, this relationship of spouses will be qualified by purity. If a man has been virtuous in this world while his wife has not, their relationship in the next world will be sundered, and the man will receive another spouse who will be pure and virtuous. On the other hand, if a virtuous woman has had an evil husband, she will be tied in companionship with a virtuous man. Where husband and wife have both been virtuous, their relationship will become everlasting.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ.
Behold, Allah is not ashamed to propound the parable of a gnat, or even of something more lowly. On hearing these parables, the believers know that it is the truth from their Lord, while those bent on denying the truth say, "What does Allah mean by these parables?" Thus, He causes many to go astray, just as He directs many to the right way. And He thereby causes to go astray only the transgressors.
Behold, Allah is not ashamed to propound the parable of a gnat, or even of something more lowly.
Here an objection is indirectly refuted. At several places in the Quran, spiders, flies, gnats, and so on are mentioned in order to elucidate certain points. Opponents objected to this on the grounds that such objects were too lowly to find a place in the Book of God. They indicated that had the Quran indeed been a revelation from God, it would not have mentioned such trivial objects.
Thus, He causes many to go astray, just as He directs many to the right way.
Those who do not wish to understand things are not motivated by the urge to seek the truth, become enmeshed in superficial questions relating to the Book of God, draw altogether erroneous conclusions when they encounter references to apparently insignificant things such as gnats, and are thereby thrown further and further away from the truth. Those who seek the truth and possess true perception, on the other hand, penetrate through these superficialities and perceive the gems of wisdom that they embody. This appreciation makes their hearts attest that such wisdom could have no other source than God Himself.
He thereby causes to go astray only the transgressors.
Fasik means transgressor, disobedient.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون.
Who break the covenant of Allah after its firm binding, and cut asunder what Allah has commanded to be joined, and spread mischief on earth. They are the utter losers.
Who break the covenant of Allah after its firm binding.
The injunctions or ordinances issued by a sovereign to his servants and subjects are termed ahd in Arabic, since compliance with them becomes obligatory for the latter.
Ahd has been used here in this sense.
The ahd referred to signifies God's eternal command that all human beings are obliged to render their service, obedience, and worship to Him alone. After its binding refers to the promise made by mankind to remain faithful to the injunctions of God at the time of Adam's creation. For details, see verse 7:172.
And cut asunder what Allah has commanded to be joined.
That is, the transgressors strike their blows at those very relationships upon which the individual and collective well-being of mankind depends, and which God wants maintained on a sound basis. This small sentence is of great import, as it embraces the whole of human morality and social life, and extends from relationships between individuals to those between nations. To cut asunder what Allah has commanded should be joined does not merely signify the disruption of relationships between man and man. It forbids the establishment of all forms of human relationship except the right and permissible ones. For wrong and prohibited bonds between people have the same consequences as the disruption of the bonds of human relationship as such, namely the corruption of man's moral and social order.
And spread mischief on earth.
In these three sentences, the nature of transgression and the attitude of transgressors is fully defined. To debase the relationship between man and God, and between man and man, necessarily leads to mischief. Those who spread this mischief on earth are transgressors.
كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون.
How can you be ungrateful to Allah who bestowed life upon you when you were lifeless? Then He will cause you to die and will again bring you back to life so that you will be returned to Him.
هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم.
It is He who created for you all that is on earth, and then turned above and fashioned it into seven heavens. He knows all things.
And then turned above and fashioned it into seven heavens.
It is difficult to explain precisely what is meant by these seven heavens. In all ages, man has tried, with the help of observation and speculation, to conceptualize the heavens. For instance, that which lies beyond and above the earth. As we all well know, the concepts that have thus developed have constantly changed. Hence, it would be improper to tie the meaning of these words of the Quran to any one of these numerous concepts. What might be broadly inferred from this statement is that either God has divided the universe beyond the earth into seven distinct spheres, or that this earth is located in that part of the universe which consists of seven different spheres.
He knows all things.
In this sentence, attention is drawn to two important facts. First, man is warned against disbelief and rebellion against God, for God knows all that man does and none of his actions are hidden from him. Second, it is suggested to man that if he turns away from the all-knowing God, from the one who is the source of all knowledge, this can only leave him groping in the darkness of ignorance and error. When there is no source of true knowledge except God, and when that very light which alone can illuminate man's life can be obtained from none else but him, what good can come out of deviation from the truth?